Alexis Dupree was from an upper-class neighborhood. She attended private boarding school through 12th grade, matriculated at one of the Seven Sisters schools, and graduated magna cum laude from an Ivy League law school. Now here she was, sitting in her Versace suit behind a big mahogany desk in a corner office on the 25th floor overlooking the city skyline. By all U.S. standards, Alexis Dupree had made it. However, as her Rolex watch indicated, it was now 9:30 p.m. and the curry chicken and samosa dinner that she ordered at 6 had not been touched. In addition, she still had a 2-inch stack of documents that she had to review before her 7 a.m. meeting the following morning. Alexis closed her eyes, leaned back, and took a deep stretch to get a second wind. When she opened her eyes, in her peripheral vision, she caught a glimpse of that night cleaning lady. The sight of this woman always distracted her. Alexis was not quite sure if she was distracted by the low-level job that woman performed, or the woman's ability to perform it with such grace and dignity. Well, whatever the case, this woman distracted Alexis, and tonight, she really needed to focus on her work. Her tolerance for distractions were low, so her fatigue and her frustrations convinced her to mumble above her breath, "Can't these people find something better to do?" Much to Alexis' dismay, the cleaning lady heard her remarks. That woman straightened up her back, held her head high, pranced up in Alexis' face, put her hands on her broad hips and said, "Excuse me, sister girl, were you talking to me?" "If you were, the answer to your question is no. I can't find something better to do. Cleaning up is my family's legacy, and frankly, I do it better than anybody else." Taken aback by this woman's sassiness, Alexis turned her head, raised her hand in the stop position, and said, "Whatever." This condescending attitude struck a chord with the cleaning woman, and she said, "Girl, you must not know who you're talking to. Let me introduce myself. I am Nefertiti Sojourner Jones, proud owner and operator of Revolutionary Maids Incorporated. I am the heir to one of the oldest, most profitable African-American family-run businesses in the United States. We have always placed in the top 5% of BE 100 and Fortune 500. Alexis tried to turn her leather chair around so that her back would face the cleaning lady, but the cleaning lady's hips interfered with her attempts. Now, quite annoyed by this time, Nefertiti said, "Girl, don't you try to turn your back on me. My cleaning business have been providing services for over 145 years, and we ain't never turned our backs on the likes of you. Now, you need to read our brochure to acquaint yourself with the company that has really been paying your dividends." From the pocket of her gray uniform, Nefertiti pulled out a company brochure and laid it on top of the stack of papers that were holding Alexis hostage. When Alexis was sure that she could not feel Nefertiti's breath on her neck, she cocked her head towards her desk and eyed the brochure. She made a note that it was slick and apparently very well done. Now, sensing that Alexis, out of spite, was not going to pick up the brochure, Nefertiti said, "Listen, girl, now I know you got a lot of work to do, so I'll give you a brief oral history of my business. Then you can review the brochure at your leisure." Now, this business was started by my great-great-grandmother, Sarah May Trotter Hope. Sarah May founded the business in the cotton fields in South Carolina when she was 15. Now, Sarah May was a shrewd businesswoman, and she knew how to cut a deal. She found a way to stash some of that cotton she was picking, and she sold it below market price to those floundering plantation owners who wanted to keep up their good name. When Sarah was promoted to the position of head maid in the big house, she found a way to make money off the favors, secrets, and privileges afforded to a good house cleaning woman. Sarah May invested heavily in her family's future by buying stock in Freedom Fighters and financing runaways. You see, we have always been a socially responsible company, and we have never changed our company's mission or vision. Now, Sarah May had one daughter, Johnetta Hope Blackman. Johnetta was a cook in the big house, but her innate knowledge of biochemistry and her experience in the field of agriculture made our business the sole manufacturers of the pre-mixed concoctions and potions used in the liberation food industry. Johnetta was best known for her treatment of glass. She not only cleaned glass, she found a way to grind it up and use it as a food additive. Johnetta passed the business to her only daughter, Cleola Blackman. Now, Mama Clee was a very refined and organized woman. Her meticulous ways landed her key housekeeper's roles in some of the wealthiest and most influential homes in America. These positions required frequent travel abroad, and so our business gained global support. We developed into a multilingual business speaking in codes, rhythm, dialect, and several African and European languages. Mama Clee and her husband, Jacob Ezekiel Jones, well, Daddy Jake, they had 5 children, and all of their children worked in this cleaning service business. Their oldest son, Freedman Noble Jones, he worked as a butler and mail servant to dignitaries, presidents, and heads of states. A job of this rank gave him access to top secret information, which he used to advance organizers, demonstrators, and lawyers in the civil rights movement. Freedman married Victory Cumming, and they had 13 children, and all their children were trained to work in the family's cleaning service business. Now, I'm Freedman's baby girl, and this cleaning business has been left in my hands. Now, I have educated, clothed, housed, and fed plenty of people through this business. So, girl, a whole lot of dreams came true because of the contributions of cleaning people. And today, it is still necessary for us to be around to clean up. See, we still have to make sure that there will always be an office clean enough for you to work in. So now, girl, hand me that trash pail under your desk so that we both can get on with our work. Now, still digesting the company's history, Alexis did absentmindedly hand Nefertiti the trash pail. And as Nefertiti emptied the trash, she turned to Alexis and proudly announced, "Oh, by the way, we are recruiting for Revolutionary Maids Incorporated. If you're interested, you'll find an application in the brochure."